Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Of operations to oversee all the things that we thought were going to be that individual's responsibilities. Instead, Anse Salah, who is the interim GM and how is our general manager, he took over when Landry Fields got let go. Mike, they're both going to report to him. So at least as far as what we know right now, and we'll talk to Steve Koonin later in the week about this, but the Hawks are filling in the blanks, but they're doing it in a different way than we thought. But remember, Steve Koonin said to us, I don't know. You know, we got people that we feel very comfortable with. I even reported that a couple of weeks back when I talked about Toronto's general manager possibly being a candidate and that they really liked him. They talked to a bunch of people, but they're doing this in a different way. And by the way, both of these guys, Graham and Dinwiddie, both bring extensive experience. I mean, Dinwiddie's been with the 76ers. He was with the Pacers for 14 years. And Graham's been in New Orleans, Mike, for 15 years with the Pelicans.
So, again, what does it mean, Vice President of Hoops Ops, and the other guy's going to be Strategy and Analytics? I don't know. I said on Twitter, I go, hell if I know. But if hopefully they had all three put their heads together. Anse Salah, for those who don't remember, he wasn't the general manager of the Golden State Warriors, but he was involved in the front office and brings that experience. We've asked the question. I was talking to Caleb Johnson earlier today, who covers the Hawks. I said, does it mean Nick Wrestler's kid is no longer involved? Because remember that big article that came out like a couple years ago in The Athletic and saying that there was a big, you know, falling out between Travis Schlenk, and it goes all the way back to the DeJounte Murray trade, and that he had his own dudes. If he is less involved, okay. I don't know if he was qualified in the first place. I know these guys do have years in the NBA. I mean, the 76ers, you know, that process did sort of play itself out. So not sure what exactly Mr. Dinwiddie brings to the table. But look, guys, it's not that complicated, I don't think. Spend some money. Get out of the stupid aprons or whatever the tiers are, Carl, and the luxury tax that are precluding you from being locked into the playoffs. Add Trae Young, an all-star, a bona fide star. You know, Miles Turner looked pretty darn good to me last night in a losing effort. That's a guy I'd love to get a shot at.
Yeah, I agree. And when you say what are our issues or what are our problems, I just don't think they're that hard to identify. Now, whether or not you're going to bring in the right people to help in those problems with those problems, that's a different conversation. But when you say, hey, what are the Hawks lacking? That's not hard to identify. So let's hope that these guys can come in, work as a collective group, Mike, but they will again. As far as the structure, we'll report to Salah, and we'll see how this goes. This is a big offseason for the Hawks. We've said this, and you know, I don't want to downplay this by just saying, all right, we let our general manager go, and we got some guys in the front office. Like, they need to do something now.
Right.
There has to be improvement.
I mean, this rut now of the play-in game, 22, 23, 24, I mean, when does it end?
When does it end?
And we talked about, you know, the Eastern Conference, the Celtics dealing with their own injuries and their own contracts and things they've got to have to turn over. The Knicks, apparently, Day-Day was saying, our producer, that Jason Kidd, apparently the Knicks are very mutually interested in this deal. I don't normally agree with Stephen A. Smith. I like what Stephen A. said this morning on ESPN. I wish Mark Jackson would get another chance as a head coach. Guy with a Knicks tie, kind of got railroaded in Golden State because he didn't align with the political viewpoints of the ownership out there. But he was a guy that kind of laid the foundation for what Steve Kerr took over.
Yeah, no doubt. And look, I think for Kidd, everybody keeps saying, well, what's the deal there? If you guys don't remember, Nico Harrison, who's the general manager, didn't tell Jason Kidd he was trading Luka. Matter of fact, he didn't tell anybody. And if you were the head coach and you were building around this guy, and you had a great relationship with that guy, and you didn't find out that they were trading him, how would you feel? I don't know if the trust level is there if I'm Jason Kidd. So when you say, why in the hell would he want to go to New York? Well, you got a championship-caliber team. At least that's what they believe. They need to tweak some things. But, Mike, you also get out of a situation where, like, okay, yes, you're going to get Cooper Flagg. But Cooper Flagg's not coming in, and he's not Magic Johnson. He's not going to lead.
That's going to be a process.
Yes, he's not going to lead the Mavs to an NBA Finals in year one. I think the kid is very talented. But so that's what I think Kidd is thinking. Is like, you know what? This might not be a bad move for me. And on top of that, hell, Nico Harrison might not even be there moving forward with the way things have played out. So we'll see. But AD, Kyrie, and, you know, they're going to have Cooper Flagg, hopefully, and that's kind of what the Mavs are looking at least for next season. But, Mike, I feel as though for us, it's still the Eastern Conference is up for grabs, and we've talked about it. And I just feel like you've got to be aggressive. You got to make some boss moves, and I hope the guys that they're bringing in are going to be willing to do that in Graham and Dinwiddie and Anse Salah.
So, you know, what does it mean to the average Hawks fan, like I said? You know, this sort of word salad of job titles for these different dudes that are coming in. Just please fix this team. You know, I mean, as we said, the big decision for this management, whoever this, now you know what your management team is. Okay, so I know Anse Salah has been probably wrestling with this for a minute. Is Trae Young going to stick around? Trae Young can opt out after this next season. You can look it up. Some guys don't want to believe that. But if you're Trae, do you feel I can't really build my brand here in Atlanta? I take hits, you know, for the All-Star consideration, the Olympic team. Do I want to go someplace else? Or can you, you know, or do you, or does a general manager and this group of people look at it and say, maybe we've hit the high point with Trae? See, I don't agree with that. Until you have a real star with Trae, everybody else that's out there playing has got multiple players, juice, depth, something we just haven't had. You know, John Collins wasn't that guy. Jalen Johnson, we hope, is that guy. Got to stay healthier, like Reece Sachet, but he's still a year or two away. But to me, Trey's never had that. You know, we talk about this, however you want to dynamic it, the Pippen thing, the fellow Splash brother. He needs that guy.
Yeah, I just look at the Pacers, and they have a lot of very good players. I don't view Siakam as a superstar. He's never been viewed that way. He's got a ring, but he's never been viewed that way. It's like he's a very good complimentary player.
Glue guy, though.
Yes, but if you put him on this team, it makes a difference. And that's what I'm saying. Like, you put him on the Pacers, he makes a difference. I look at the OKC, Mike. They got a lot. Like, do you look at Chet Holmgren as a superstar in this league?
No, but he actually showed up last night.
He didn't show up
in the first game.
But and I'm just saying all this to say, like, it's the right pieces around their star. Halliburton has the right pieces around him, which is why they won. Mm-hmm. Guys, the Pacers started the season off terrible. Nobody thought they were going anywhere. Halliburton was hurt. He comes back. They go on a run. All of a sudden, they get hot, and you see where they're at. The OKC has been this way all year, but they put the right pieces around SGA. And my point about that is with Trae, Mike, I don't know if you're going to be able – some people just like, oh, go get Kevin Durant. That's not the answer. It's getting the right pieces around him, which these are these complimentary pieces that he really hasn't had. We thought it was DeAndre Hunter. It wasn't. We thought it was Cam Reddish. It wasn't. I mean, Bogey was good for a few years, but he wasn't that dude. So when you start saying, is Jalen that guy?
We got to stay healthy. Shoulder injuries, not a knee injury, but still an injury.
Right.
Not on the court.
Is Dyson Daniels going to continue to improve? I think he is. You might have a nucleus here with some tweaks that might be able to get you there.
But you gotta spend some money. I mean, because I don't want to hear that, you know, when it came to the Hawks in the 2025 offseason, we spent $39.9 million and not 40 or over. And I just would love to see how these guys kind of navigate this, you know, the world of the cap and not find a way to get into some degree of expenditure that provides everything we need, all the things we talked about. You need a center, right? You need some help in the front court. You need another wing. You know, I mean, there's a lot of, I mean, I think you're happy with the backup as far as the point guard situation?
Well, look,
with Bufkin?
Kobe Bufkin was out last year. I don't know if we have enough to judge him on yet.
Right. But Trae needs, look, you need more help in the front court. I like Okongwu kind of being a four if that fits. I'm not sure how Quinn Snyder feels about that, but you need some pieces. And here's the other thing. You know, I'm excited about what the real estate thing's going to look like, but people, just like with Braves fans, we don't want to hear about you buying parking lots. We need to be buying players. So go buy some players.
All right, man. Chris Thomas has got the night show coming up. Wednesday, we're up at Flowery Branch for mandatory mini camp. Want to remind you, Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar, that is for our Father's Day contest. Again, for those people who have participated and won, they're going to be out there with us hanging out after we get done. We're going to do the show from out there on Friday, though. Looking forward to that leading into Father's Day weekend. So a lot to look forward to, guys. Make sure you stay up on everything. Go to the website, 929thegame.com. All right, Dom, we got to clear the way and get out of here for Turtle. Tomorrow, by the way, we'll see what the Braves do, man. And look, it seems like every series, Mike, has started, and we go, well, this is when they're going to get right. Hasn't happened. And then they win a game, and you go, okay, well, can they win a series? And then they don't. So I don't know at what point where you just say, I'm just going to let this play out. Because I think Braves fans have been saying, this is the moment, this is the moment, this is the moment. You thought they'd go out to San Francisco this weekend and go, this is the moment. And they were close, but they couldn't finish.
No, man, look, you talked about it. 9-19 in one-run games. And then Albies, you know, boots that ball. Friday, you had the A.J. Smith. I should say you have the Sean Murphy. You know, I said it was a pass ball. It was a wild pitch. But that's a play that a guy who's supposed to be as good as he is defensively has got to make. with the game on the line in extra innings. Talked about all the other mental miscues. Talked about these crazy at-bats where they're not working the count. You know, as Grant said, they're kind of chasing their tails with their approach. So I don't know how you fix it. As one guy said, look, if you guys start screaming at these guys, it's a team problem. It's not about the manager. He said you picked up the wrong guys. We've talked about everything you could be doing. You fired a third base coach. That didn't seem to light the fire, Carl, underneath this team. Is the hitting coach next?
Ozzie, Harris, Nick Allen, Eli White. Those are your lineup issues right now.
Yeah, Nick Allen can't hit.
And it doesn't matter.
It was a nice story for a minute.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter where you're putting them. And even if you put them at the bottom of the lineup, that's been the fundamental problem.
But the thing is, the good news is Braves fans out there, they still go back and look at 2021. I will give you two names, Freddie and Freeman. He was on that 21 team. There's no Freddie Freeman, not even remotely close, as far as the intangibles, the leadership, the clutch, and had been there in the boards and the battles. He learned from the other veterans that came through this franchise before him. You know, last year, you know, you had Travis d'Arnaud to help you grind your way to that wild card position. I just don't see that guy in this roster right now.
All right, man, let's get out of the way. We're back at it tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Let's clear our throat.
Dukes and Bell are wrapping up another show, so it's time for
Let Me Clear My Throat
on Sports Radio 92.9. The Game.
Hey, thanks to Grant McCauley. Also, our buddy Connor Riley for stopping by. Great interview with Connor talking about the new NCAA, or check that, really the new ruling that was made. It's not the NCAA. It's the new enforcement organization that's going to monitor payments from schools and boosters. And obviously, with the way football and basketball and all sports and college sports is going. Great stuff from him. Go check it out, odyssey.com. Dom, the Dominator behind the glass, thank you so much. And our executive producer, Day-Day. All right, Mike Bell, Monday in the can. Let's see what the Braves do tonight. We'll be back to talk with you about it tomorrow right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Mike Bell, clear your throat.
Hey, man, you just kind of mentioned it there, talking to Connor Riley about this resolution. We thought once this judge finally signs off on this thing out west, we're going to finally have some closure. But the thing is, now you got actually more questions still remaining. Like, you're going to have this valuation system in place. Deloitte, without Touche, Carl, will decide just how legitimate an offer is. So if I want to go get that big tackle from Missouri who winds up with Miami, they might now say, no, Miami. $422 million is too much. Then that guy and his lawyers get together and they sue the NCAA. I still think there's one more lawsuit coming down the pike on this one. And eventually, the fear that these guys would have a CBA, that means the players could go on strike? Thought this was the cure-all. Not necessarily.
This is our worst stretch since 2016. I'm talking about the Braves. That team didn't have stars. It didn't have a lot of things. They were building to get to a point where they felt like they could win. And to be quite honest, Braves country, we've won a lot. Over the last 7 years, we won a World Series. We've been to multiple.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Multiple LCSs, we've had MVPs, but maybe this team is not going to be able to find its way out of this rut. And it's something we're going to have to face. It's been a long time since we felt this way, and that's why it hurts. Hey, if you love the show,
you tell your friends.
If you don't.
Your wife just informed you, you've got to take the cat to the vet tomorrow. But enough about me.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.